This is St. Louis Public Radio. When babies are born prematurely, their bodies often aren't strong enough to fight off common pathogens, so doctors will typically prescribe antibiotics to prevent infection. But recent research on antibiotic resistance has doctors worried that exposing babies to antibiotics so early may be doing more harm than good. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, some hospitals are doing more to review antibiotic treatment practices.
The neonatal intensive care unit at St. Louis Children's Hospital is a bustling place, with cheery pastel colors and blankets draped over small beds. Four doctors wheel their standing desks and computers near an infant's room to do their morning rounds. The patient is a four-month-old premature baby boy. He was admitted 2 weeks ago. His mother, Illinois resident Katrina Sanders, says he has a lot of medical problems.
He has a hole in his heart, and then he also has liver problems, high ammonia levels.
Her son also has multiple infections. Outside, doctors discuss the antibiotics they've been giving him.
And what is today's day what of his antibiotics?
It was started on the 4th, so today's the day
5.
The conversations doctors are having about antibiotic treatment for preemies is changing in hospital NICUs across the country. Pediatricians want to choose antibiotics that are strong enough to treat the infection, but aren't so strong that they cause drug resistance. That's when bacteria develop the ability to defeat drugs designed to kill them. Barbara Warner is a professor of pediatrics at the Washington University School of Medicine. She says length of treatment matters too.
It used to be that we never put in a stop date, and so antibiotics would sometimes run over, you know, because people forgot to stop them. Now we put in a hard stop date when we start them.
Warner has done research that shows early antibiotic exposure could cause issues later in life for preterm infants. Her colleague, Washington University microbiologist Gautam Dantas, has compared the microbes in the guts of children who were born at term with those born preterm. And the bugs he found in the guts of preterm kids didn't look healthy.
They almost look like the type of bugs that you read about on the CDC website, the multi-drug resistant organisms that generally are associated with nosocomial infections, or infections that you get in a hospital.
Basically, Dantas and his colleagues found that exposing infants to antibiotics early on in life have opened the door for resistant microbes to set up shop in their bodies.
We are building up this evidence base to show that maybe we need to start decreasing the amounts that are given, for instance, directly at birth.
Warner says figuring out the right course of antibiotics is challenging. With preterm babies, doctors often can't safely draw enough blood to confirm an infection.
Their blood vessels are so small. And if you're talking about a baby who weighs a pound, you're really talking about, you know, less than a teaspoon of blood to be able to identify what organism is there.
When the decision's really tough, St. Louis Children's Hospital's Antibiotic Stewardship Program can help. Dr. Jason Newland directs that program. Every day, he gets a list of children on antibiotics. Then his team of physicians and pharmacists discuss treatment strategies with doctors.
You know, maybe we can curb the rate of resistance from developing if we're using the antibiotics better.
And it's good practice for individual patients. Katrina Sanders, whose baby has several infections, says her son was on multiple antibiotics. She's glad doctors reduced the drugs when his condition improved.
And then they dropped those and went to, like, the necessary ones. That was really nice. I think that they just transferred it all to one.
It's a tough call when a baby's life is at stake. But in the long run, being more precise about giving just the right amount of antibiotics could make a huge difference. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.